From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings, this is Scrapbook, Lake of the Woods County. I'm Glenn Broggett. We wrap up our look at Lake of the Woods County today with some odds and ends that were left over from my conversation with Marlis Hurst from the Lake of the Woods County Historical Society. Part one, we'll be discussing an Air Force base that was established in the late 1950s near Baudette, as well as get into the present day and talk about a new industry involving automobiles that has sprung up in Baudette in the past 20 years. It's an odds and ends edition as we wrap up our look at Lake of the Woods County with Marlis Hurst on this edition of Scrapbook.
The other point that I think makes Lake of the Woods County a little different from a lot of the surrounding counties is that in 1958, there was an Air Force base established just a little bit south of the town of Baudette, and it was called the 692nd Radar Squadron, and there was a contingent of men stationed there really watching the skies for during the Cold War for anything that might be out there. Because of that, there was not only single men stationed there, but also families. And this really had, they were there from 1958 when the base opened until 59, I think, by the time they actually got people there. It continued until 1979. So approximately 20 years that we had an influx of people from all over the United States, young men and families that were stationed in Baudette, and there was probably a couple hundred, is my guess, that were stationed there. That made the area, was not as closed of a community as, say, an area that is a farming community where the generations continue to live there and there's a little bit of influx of new people. This brought a whole new group of people into the schools and into organizations, and I think it made a difference for the generations that have come since then. A lot of these young men married people from the community, and then that kind of grew into a more diverse connection with the rest of the United States and a diverse population, yes. And so that makes, I think it's a component of Lake of the Woods. I believe that's kind of where the name went from being Baudette to Baudette, because all of the airmen coming in would read it and pronounce it the way it looks today, when originally Baudette is named from a family during the fur trade era, a fur trapper is given the credit for the name, although it goes back on the river, on the Baudette River, quite a ways. And there is no exact person from that family, but the Baudette family comes out of a region of Canada, and it had the E in it. So it was Baudette, and then when they registered the post office at the time that the town was formed, which would be 1906, the U.S. post office dropped the E accidentally. And so in order to make the post office and the town match, they decided it was easier to change the name of the town than it was easier to get the post office to change the name there in Washington. So that is how it became Baudette. And as a native, you kind of run them together. You say Baudette real quick. You don't say Baudette or Baudette. You just say Baudette.
That I did not know. I want to talk about that. I found this out too, and I think I even saw a commercial for it not too long ago. Let's talk about the more modern industries of today, and especially an area that I find quite interesting that you guys have up there is you have some companies that have done vehicle testing up in the Baudette area.
Yes, we have two companies that are doing cold weather testing vehicles, and they are AIAET and Bosch, and they have been doing this for a number of years now. They operate through the winter, and they have their facilities so that they can run regardless of the amount of snowfall, but it helps to have cold, and it helps to have some snow. They employ quite a crew in the wintertime and then keep a skeleton crew during the summer. It's just another interesting part of the community. They bring engineers in and test their systems and...
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.